And isn't it interesting that secular science is addressing the question, does man have a soul? Is there such a thing as immaterial reality? And it's couched in the category of, is there life after death? It's the same question. I mean, look, you guys know I ride a motorcycle, right? So at any moment, especially with the idiot people who cross the diamond lane into my lane, all right, without any blinkers, not that I'm angry about it, but at any minute, I could be spread all over the 210. But that's not me. That's my body parts. And that key distinction undergirds the entire Judeo-Christian worldview and also your pursuit of reality. Because even if you're an atheist, you're confronted with, do I have free will? If I'm an exhaustively physical computer, right? Then how is that free? How do you deliberate? How do you reason if it's just physics and chemistry, right? So look, everybody has this problem. It's been around for thousands of years. I want to play this for you. Morgan Freeman's narrating it through the wormhole over on the Science Channel recently. And just listen to, quote, the inquiry of science into, is there life after death?